Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Here we all are on Radiance by Design. And I don't know how many of you heard the Paradigm Shifters interview with Reverend Bill McDonald, but it was all about being a warrior. He literally went to war. He went to the Vietnam War. But it's not just that. That fellow is one of the most spiritually alert and alive people probably that I've ever met. No, that's not quite true, but he is one of them right up in that echelon. But all the way through his book, which is called Warrior, Spiritual Odyssey, and all the way through the interview, he's pushing an envelope with his comprehension of what it is he has to do. And what I love, you know, I still am fascinated by the Bhagavad Gita, which a lot of you would remember. I did an interview with Jack Hawley, who rewrote it for Westerners. Didn't rewrite it. He tried to distill the essence, the rules, the ethics, the spiritual integrity of the Bhagavad Gita. So he called it a walkthrough for Westerners. The idea being that it's not foundational for Western civilization. But in truth, it's like 8,000 years old. And it is all about, back to Bill McDonald, it's all about warriorship. And then the fellow Arjuna, for those of you who don't know, he was going into battle. And he was stopping and speaking to his friend, the avatar, called Krishna, and saying, I don't want to kill those people. Some of them I grew up with. I don't want to go to war. But the civilization had been scourged by some very wealthy, dominant people got into power and took a whole lot of land away from people, resources away from people. The people were suffering terribly. And Arjuna had a history of being a beautiful, an amazing, stunning warrior, one who could fight with finesse. And I mean, that's kind of an oxymoron for me to think about, is fighting with finesse. But in any case, this is what he did. And he did it for the sake of his inner, the qualities that are inside of him, which are improvement, refinement, releasing himself from ego and pride and domination and competition and jealousies and all the things that you and I know don't work very well in the world. In fact, they create a seething mass of difficulties amongst pockets of humanity or pockets of life. It doesn't have to be amongst just humanity. The animals are suffering with it too. So back to the warrior, Spiritual Odyssey with Reverend Bill McDonald. I'm saying the book is fascinating because he takes you through his time. He had a lot of difficulties as a child, like a lot of spiritual beings do. He had a lot of abuse. He had very little recognition for who he was. He had periods of sickness and isolation where he was left with his own near-death experiences and his own inner thoughts at a young person's age, 8, 9 years old. So he's got that whole recipe for becoming a like a spiritual teacher, a spiritual guru. Then he had to go to war. And what happened is he applied a whole lot of warriorship with Arjuna back at the Bhagavad Gita. The interesting thing was, is as Krishna said to him, Krishna never does fight because he's an avatar and they don't do that, but he drove the chariot. And as he kept saying, you are amazing at battle. Somebody has to do this, and your dharma your purpose in life comes out through that. So his purpose was to gallantly go in and protect the people and interfere with this property grab that was going on. We needed him in other places, didn't we? And so their dialogue is very much like the inner dialogue any of us might have. How do I apply integrity? How do I deal with something that's pushing through me? How do I develop whatever the great warriorship is when I'm afraid? How do I apply courage to this situation? And so I was thinking after that, it's a really interesting interview. So if you haven't got hold of it, please do listen to it. It's a really, really inspiring gentleman is Reverend Bill McDonald. But the interview itself is quite good. It's quite rich and quite inspiring. And it inspired me to talk to you all tonight about your own warriorship. You don't have to be going to a physical battle of war in order to be a good warrior. Because a lot of us are warriors inside, spiritual warriors, learning. And I hear from so many of you and have for years how you're going through challenges and trying to become, instead of embittered, trying to refine your inner self, trying hard or learning to meditate and do healing in such ways as to touch that beautiful flowing truth of self that's you, because you're the only one in the universe that's you. And to be that real person, to be really true to yourself, is sometimes quite a big job, wouldn't you say? So you have to be true to yourself in order to carry your talents to where they need to go. And so I want you to call in tonight, and I want you to talk about your various talents and or your various dreams. Some of you are, we've had a couple of callers in the past who are performers, and they're without work at this time because their work in the world is not always paid until they get a gig, right? Until they get somebody to buy the book, until they get someone to buy the play, until they get a position acting, and so on. And some people have to go out and work at jobs they really don't like and aren't really their own dharma, which is the purpose of your beingness, because the time isn't quite right yet. But as a warrior, you keep refining your ability to express what's truly yourself. You keep refining it and refining it, and that's your warriorship. That's the stuff that is really amazing. And look at how many of you have had relationship difficulties, split relationships. Actually, you could use it's interesting. We could use relationship as a place, a battleground, if you will, for personal warriorship. That's worth thinking about. So I'd really love you to call in and tell me, what kind of warriorship are you on about in your life? I know some of you, I can see you out there. Some of you are listening, so I really want you to call. I didn't bring the numbers up, but I bet you can get the numbers right off of the website that you've pulled up to call this show. So here we go. Oh, I see. There is Aaliyah. You're already on line one. Aaliyah.
Oh, hey, she's put the, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm being a warrior. How are you?
Oh, that's been my path. You're speaking to
me. I'm speaking to a warrior.
Speaking to the choir.
Well, talk about being a warrior. Tell me some of the pushes that when you were a child. Like, to me, warriorship is very often kind of themes that come through us, and we have the urge to reach for them, even sometimes when we're small. Sometimes it doesn't emerge in people's consciousness till they're older. So what happened with you, Aaliyah?
Well, the first time I really, really kind of found this path was when I was in France studying art, and I discovered Carlos Castaneda. Somebody actually gave it to me, the book to me, in very kind of mysterious circumstances.
Oh, mysterious is good.
Yeah, mystery is good. And I really, really just love the book, and I love the philosophy, and I love the idea of personal discipline. You know, it's kind of a strange thing for people to be attracted to. And the rest of the spiritual path doesn't, I mean, yeah, you think, you know, well, okay, but that's kind of similar to other things, like, you know, being drawn to something that requires physical athleticism and, you know, that kind of discipline. So I guess there is sort of a pattern there.
But it's interesting because discipline is learning, right? And
it's more than that. It's really just being aware and really, you know, bringing it through your daily life. That's what being a spiritual warrior is.
Tell me some of the details. Tell us all a couple of things that happened. So you're over in France. You read Carlos Castaneda's, right? And then you become personally disciplined. What did you do?
Well, I started to apply it in my life. You know, I started to say, well, I wanted to hit, I mean, it's been a goal for me for many years is to hit inner silence, which really from the ancient Toltec ideas of these people that were seers, you know, ancient seers, they saw energy as it flows in the universe, and they knew that there was that the whole thing on the top, they didn't call it a hologram, but it's basically, you know, made up of our expectations and our common agreement. And so the thing we think of as reality is only an agreement among a lot of consciousnesses that the sky is blue and that you have to work for a living and all of that stuff.
But there's something. Let's see if we could get into more of the personal stuff so people can link up with what you're saying, because I agree with that. But I'm going, you know, Aaliyah, you're a very interesting woman. You're extremely creative. And there must have been an urge to become transcendently creative on a mundane, like you were at art school, were you not?
Right. Well, the urge with that was, I wasn't interested in creating art that didn't have soul. I was interested in something that would really affect people. Mm. And so I wasn't interested. I think of most artists being like wallpaper, you know, you throw it in the wall and it's basically it's like a form of decoration, you know, and that's, to me, that's like I'm walking past wallpaper. But the real art.
And it matches really your pillow covers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of artists subject to that. But there's a lot of artists that actually do art for that purpose, and, you know, that's fine. But for me, that's not my journey, and it's not what I'm interested in, and I'm not interested in art that doesn't do that. So I was always looking, I guess you could say, the thing that was really the driving force for me is I always wanted to know what the real reality is behind all the illusions. And that was only something I could get to, I realized, by having the personal discipline to be able to throw off all the illusions. So for me, warriorship is discipline. It has to be. There's no way.
I love that. You know. It's not, that's not going to be the same for everyone. I'm hoping other people will call in and tell what your version of warriorship is, because it could be becoming a good cook. It could be raising children.
Well, a lot of people are warriors. They're warriors, and it's because they do something that you know is serving their family or their. I'm not saying that it's only one way to do this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think it's all about.
I was talking to a woman out on the street today. She was not a street person. She was collecting names for the disarmament of nuclear. You know, all over the world, there are these people getting people to sign up so they can sort of like end nuclear armaments, period, right? So she was talking, and we talked about the fact that, you know, sometimes this doesn't work, and people do get blown up and people do get killed. And she, this much younger woman, said, yeah, and it really is what goes on with us all inside, isn't it? It's what we refine as we go, and that's what it's about. I appreciated her for having that kind of insight into the world of, you know, of transforming. I mean, she really had a lot of that.
Right.
And
Well,
she's just a woman on the street looking for signatures, you know?
Yeah. Well, it starts with, you know, the self. And there's no, at a certain level of awareness, there's no pointing fingers at anyone else. You know, it's
no.
Basically, what are you doing inside of yourself? You know, and that's all that's important. It sounds from level some people might sound selfish, but no, that's incredible responsibility. And that's when you become a spiritual adult, because you're responsible for not necessarily the events in your life and what happens to you, but you're responsible for how you feel about them and what you
exactly writing. And whether you refine kindness, compassion, or jealousy and competition and anger, you know, it's really an interesting thing, isn't it?
From a spiritual warrior, again, following pulpit stuff, the whole idea behind choosing certain emotions over others is not because they're superior or inferior, because that's the right thing. There is no moral in this philosophy. What the difference is impeccability. So there's certain emotions that waste energy, your own energy, and other emotions that augment them. And so what you do is you become a miser of your energy. You desire to have emotions that augment your energy rather than waste it.
I think that's really great.
It's a very clean philosophy, because it does not involve other people. It's all back to you. And it's all about what is enabling you to achieve your personal freedom, which is freedom from the illusion. Freedom from the social consciousness. So there's no morality in it. It's basically, but it's ultimately incredibly personally moral, because you have to really examine yourself all the time and say, well, wait a minute, why am I falling into unconscious behavior? You know, why am I falling into victimhood or feeling that I'm, you know, somehow irresponsible, you know, or guilty, or blaming myself, or whatever. All of those who, from an energetic
I think the warrior term comes up really strongly when it's like, even learning what, like you said, breaking out of the illusions, even learning what it is you're doing and seeing your own and feeling your own behavior. I think that's a really big step. That takes quite a bit of work, doesn't it? Takes a little time.
Well, it's a lifetime of work. I mean, it's not something, you know.
No, it's a way of, I agree with you, but I was going to say it's a way of being, isn't it? It's like,
this is the way
of being, even if I'm, whether I'm climbing a mountain, driving a car, making dinner, doing laundry, it is something inside that you're still always working with. Yeah. Learning.
I like that a lot. You don't stop on it.
No, and you can't drop it. It's just a flow, isn't it?
It's like a commitment that they make.
Yeah, and it helps you be who you really are. I think that's what it is. It's who you really are, as opposed to, like you say, living in the illusions. Anyway, I think we should probably start our meditation, but I always love it when you call in. You're so interesting.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to say about your own work before you say goodbye for now?
I'm going to be hosting a talk on Sunday.
Oh, good. Where?
6:30. You can go to Parallel Minds, PARALLELMINDZZ, two Z's, like two zebras, .com. There's an ad on it. It's called The Om Show. Well, it's the Ordinary Magic Show, which comes out to be Om.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Did you create that title for this?
Yeah, I've had this idea for, I wanted to do a show. I'm offering a free reading on it. Like, it's $5 to attend the show, so it's nothing. But the idea is to get a little bit of reading, you know, like a little, I don't know if I'll do tarot or do numerology. I might do numerology. I'm not sure.
But you might be deciding according to who's there, right? Where is it going to be again? Tell us again.
It's on Parallel Minds, P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L-M-I-N-D-Z-Z, as in zebra, .com.
Okay.
It's called The Ordinary Magic Show. Yeah.
And so it's going to be online then rather than in a place, right?
Oh, it's a conference call.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And it's only $5?
I'll probably record the first part. Yeah, it's $5. So the first part will be on creativity, on how to access your inner child, how to, release your creativity. And I usually do that spontaneously, so it'll be like, a segment that I just come up with in the moment. And then, because those are the best.
Are you going to do this alone, or do you have a co-worker, or what?
You're welcome to join me if you want. I love to work with you. Then the second half of the call is going to be, or second part of the call will be however many readings I can do or will do, or how many people are on the call,
And the call will be an hour, did you say?
I'm not sure how long. It'll last as long as it lasts, I'm not sure how many readings I have to do.
So you said bring your sleeping bag. Well, thank you for this, and I really think it's going to be wonderful. Have a wonderful time. What time is it again?
It's 3:30 p.m. on Sunday Pacific time.
Okay, wonderful.
PM. Yeah.
All right, so everybody, you can tune in, and Sheila Hupps, this is a warrior of a very deep, deep insight and art and beauty, and it's going to be wonderful. So my computer's talking to me, and I want it to shut up. So, but thank you for your call, and we'll do our meditation now, and we'll put you in the structures and see your classes as just being wonderful.
Yeah,
I know they will be
you.
Anyway.
If you could look into my energy a little bit during the rest of the call, because I'm really experiencing a lot of like pineal gland stuff right now. That's like, no.
Are you in physical pain?
A little bit. Migraine, and then I've been feeling the second chakra just going, bleh. But also there's a lot of anxiety out in the populace right now, and it's affecting me. I've been doing my best to like shut it off, but it's comes in waves. There's a lot of energy that's happening.
Well, I hope people will call in, because I wonder how many people are experiencing that. How is your friend Robin?
She's okay. Yeah, she's good. Okay. She's back to the normal.
Okay.
Back to her busy self, but she's really cool. I love her.
Well, this is wonderful. Well, I'm going to go, not because I don't just love you, but I want to get this meditation going, and we will hear from people. Anybody who wants to call in and tell us how they're coping with the energies, or what kind of a warrior are you, or whatever you want to talk about. Thanks for your call, Aaliyah.
Thank you. I'll call back.
Good. And I really love us to develop this coherent energy field. And I think we're doing it already, just having a focus here and having all of our energy come together to create a radiant pool of energy. And in that, it does lift the fields, and other people will feel better, even if they're not thinking they're tuned in. So above your head, I want you to see a golden ball. And below your spine, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And then from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a three-sided pyramid, and it's gold. And upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another pyramid. So when you push the two pyramids together, you have a beautiful, beautiful golden diamond. And inside that diamond, create a crystal, a beautiful crystal ball. And as soon as I create the crystal ball, I can feel it. It's a very feminine energy. And inside that, there's a star tetrahedron. And that's the three-dimensional Star of David, and you're inside of that. Remember, you've got this skewered, beautiful golden light running through your spine, and you're inside the star tetrahedron, and I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning in this star tetrahedron. Now, remember, it's your Merkaba, your Merkaba, your vehicle for changing, dimensions, for absolutely lifting and resolving your own energy fields and doing healing work and everything. So I want you to spin and spin and spin. Good. And now whilst you're spinning in front of you, we're going to see our magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to, the first movie we're going to create is you becoming what it is you really want to become. And this is where I always say, I want to become consciously multidimensional. And of course, for me, that means there's a whole lot of healing capacities and comprehensions that rise into the moment through that. Good. And so whatever it is you want to become, see it all coming together in your precious magical movie. And now let's wrap it in light, move it to the left. And I want to see the second screen is you creating something you want to create. All right. I'm creating several things here. I'm creating sales for my beautiful book called My Near Life Experience. And a few more people we want to invite to our seminar in Costa Rica, which starts on the 5th. It starts next weekend in Costa Rica. So let me know if you're interested in coming. We still have two spots available. And it's limited, but it's a real time to sort of deepen into yourself. And wrap that in light. I'm going to see all that happening and wrap it in light. Some of you might want to be creating home and family, world travel, multidimensional travel, a book, a movie, anything you want, a peanut butter sandwich. Okay. And see yourself creating in your movie, you're creating whatever it is you dream of. And as the resources come together, there's the product you're dreaming about. And now wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now we're calling in our guides and angels, which we are anyway. But for this is the Galactic Healing Center. And let's call in their guides and angels. And for every being, for every amazing transcendent being you call in as a guide, see around them their own guides, and around those, each of them, their own guides, and around those, their own guides, until you have this enormous, enormous multidimensional team of supportive intelligences all around you, and to have them expand bank over bank over bank. That's it. And now we're going to see in the Galactic Healing Center, we're going to call in 7 or 8, you choose the number, of beings whose specialties are healing. And now we've got a beautiful healing bed right there. Now remember, we've got banks and banks of intelligences and energy beings and light beings and consciousness beings. But we've chosen a little group of 7 or 8. And they're standing in a circle around the healing table. And you're the first person to lie on that table. And when you lie down on the table and look up at them, you want to tell them what it is you want them to work on. What good? That's it. And now some of you don't really know what to work on, but the healing teams know. So just ask them, and if you're very still, you're going to hear them tell you something about what you need to work on. Okay, I've been told something and I'm not sharing right now. And now, like, when you feel like the energies are moving through your body and they're working away on you, let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and we're going to bring in a fresh healing table. A fresh healing table, and the people that you're going to choose are going to come in and lie on the table. So what I'm seeing here is a woman. She lies on the table. Oh, my. She's developed a very rapid form of breast cancer. She's young. She's beautiful. She's had a great deal of pain in her life, and it's often been inexplicable. It's like those illnesses that people have. And remember, our team replicates themselves once we move that other one to the light. We have the same team will come back in and stand around this table on which our friend who has an incredible breast cancer condition is lying. And what she's doing, she's opted for natural therapies. She's opted, even though the breast cancer is very difficult for her, she's opted for natural therapies. And you know what's happening is all of a sudden, as she takes, I think, coffee enemas and chamomile enemas and all kinds of other herbal concoctions, mostly meant as detoxers. I mean, it's been really a challenge for her, and she's a mom of two little kids. But what's happening is her breasts are, there's a lot of stuff coming out, and it's kind of exciting. If it weren't so kind of, you feel a little bit uncomfortable, but she's getting huge results coming through. So what we want is for those guides, those beautiful, amazing guides and her higher self, we want them to surround her and help her feel this tremendous support for the courage that she's shown. Talk about warriorship. This is a perfect example. She has this belief that we can heal ourselves. She has this belief that that if she keeps on top of it, she can keep learning and transforming whatever is messing up in her body. And that woman is so courageous, even though, guess what? She's really scared. And inside, over and over again, whenever I talk to her, there are these deeper feelings of letting go, of resistances, of competition, of fear of people, of old anger. She's just constantly parading through herself. It's all about me, you know. So her warriorship is very assured as she lies on this table. And let's have that healing team. There they are. They're working with her in a beautiful way. So we're going to wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now I think we're going to do a couple of people who have, we've got one, two, four tables. And these are people, all of whom are having incredible financial problems. Okay. Now, warriorship, right? This is what we're talking about today. But in each one of these cases, the financial stuff is getting, the financial things are getting really difficult for some people, and it's in a very unexpected way, you see? So some people are finding that they think everything's fine, and then boom, it changes. There's a lot of that going on this planet right now. We've seen it. I want you to see all these different people with different reasons for financial problems. One of them is older and has had some health issues and doesn't know how she's going to recover her financial base, and is looking at downsizing in a pretty scary way. And here's one right here, a man who is, oh my, now this is a dangerous thing, fellas. This is the heartbreak of having lost his stature and his social, he had a certain professional link to society, had a certain number of resources and so on. He had several really difficult things come up over the last 5 years, including being dumped from a job. And now he's like, lost, it's not only his job and the money part, it's his self, his self-esteem, his identity. How many of you have been really identified with your work? So that's what we're looking at with this guy, is getting some help from guidance to give him, to infuse him, to puff him up self-esteem-wise, because his income, like many people in this world right now, your income and your social status is very precarious because all of the social structures are right now. It's not because you're wrong. So when you're reduced in status in such an externalized way, there it is. It's that you're not wrong. So we want to help the guides see him, actually see all four of these people in a loving, supportive, in a loving, supportive fashion. And the guides are saying each one of them needs to apply a great deal of courage. If you're very worried, if you're ever worried in the night, which seems time to be very insane about it, when you worry in the night, very often there's no room to make it better, is there? You just start getting tenser and tenser and tenser. And I'm looking and I'm going, okay, all of these people are right now being supported and being helped to realize that there is some magic in every one of them. And they really have to focus on the fact that we don't know how it's going from A to Z, but it is. And each one of them has a little circle of these guides around them. And that creates a foundation for a huge bank of guides. And I want to say something else, which is, as they show this, they show me also that as people join in, we talked about the coherent fields, if people join their aspirations in such a way as to be etherically collaborative, that's a pretty fancy statement, isn't it? The possibility of absolutely changing the outcome is very, very powerful. I say very powerful, and because they're showing the melding of all four of these people, and they're not saying each one, this one's going to succeed, that one's not. It's like if they can really be the warriors of thought. The warriors of thought are the ones that really work to improve the radiance of the thoughts that they put in the world, improve the radiance of their hearts. So moving from the thought of wanting to the thought of loving, or the feelings of loving and contribution and reciprocation and all of those things, that's the warriorship here. And collaboration, innovation, what is it we're saying? And love, always love, love, love. So when a person is really trapped and is afraid financially, it's good to drop into a list and drop in and see, okay, I'm afraid. Can I find my love? Can I find my love inside? Can I send that out? Can I find my optimism? And one more big thing, can I find the courage to put one foot in front of the other and create things differently? That's easier said than done, isn't it? So here we go. Now we're going to wrap them all in light. Right. Then I have my friend who's had, we're going to do one more. This one will be a little bit short. And this is a woman who's had a terrific amount of pain. She's going to be on this bed, this wonderful healing table. Our team replicates itself and stands all around the healing table. And what we want to do is send to her. We want to send to the guides and angels our connection to be a part of the coherency of this healing work. And then to her, the guides and angels are infusing her with self-love, with possibility. That's right. They're wanting to fill her with self-love and possibility. And they're saying that there's nothing else that this woman needs besides learning to love herself. And she's busily questioning a lot. We're saying, become a warrior. Become a warrior that says, this is my focus. This is my battle. And this is my goal. And the inner part of your nature becomes more and more aware and attuned to both possibility and the higher and the divinity of others. That's right. Because at this point, she's very often very trapped within herself. I cannot experience the divinity of others unless the others are very highly placed. And we're not saying that all of you have divinity, right? All of you are a direct reflection of God or creator spirit, or however you call it, right? Each of you has the divine within. And for her to believe that she hasn't, but other people have, is kind of a mistake. She needs to go inside and be the warrior that can find the divinity within herself and then move it to connecting to others. And it will be much easier for her to continue this process of getting well, which is happening with her. It's been years, but she's getting weller and weller. So now we're going to wrap that in light, move it over to the side, wrap it in light, move it over to the side, fill it with love because that helps. And now we're going to do a political table. I don't know what kind of political table. You guys aren't calling in. So I think what we'll do is put, we've got some really dire circumstances. Let's put the Syrian, I don't want to say just Syrian refugees. Let's put the refugee, the essentialness of a refugee reality and put that on our table. Okay? All the ways that you see people having to escape. Let's put it on the table. Put the people, as many people as you can cram on our beautiful table. And to surround it in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit with good, the highest beings. And in the political fields, you know, we have to remember that it's not as it seems, talking about illusion busting. It's life is not as it seems. And there have been some very tyrannical behind the scenes power moves that are keeping a lot of people poor on this planet. And we know that. And that's always been that way. So perhaps we could say that that's a commitment on a cellular level. But part of me doesn't believe at all. I believe as a spiritual warrior, a spiritual warrioress, it's my job to see if I can make it better, see if we can help it and help people feel the refreshment of being able to unplug their being stuck, you see. What do you think of that? And so we're going to see the refugees, and we're going to see the refugee. There we go, refugees. We're going to see homeless people that are even right here. Yeah, I want to see all of these different people who are being pushed, thrust, and not necessarily welcomed. And let's imbue their body minds with light. That's it. Let's just fill them with light. And let them know that you're standing behind them. You're also a spiritual warrior. We need to reach out and help one another, don't you think? And now I want you to wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now we're going to call in. Reach up above you with your mind as a sculpting tool. And we're going to call in streams of beautiful, beautiful salmon-y color, radiant light coming in from the universes. Remember, the universes are releasing more and more for high frequency energies to be downloaded. You could say, why is it that conscious? And saying, well, it's the right time. It's the right moment. It's been building up for some of this. These are the right moments. Have that energy move down through the top of your head. And it's a beautiful kind of a salmony, radiant color. Have it move in through the top of your head, spin round and round and round in your head and in your neck. Have it soar down your arms and out your fingers till they tingle. Remember, the left arm is how you receive and the right arm is how you give. So as you let yourself clean out old feelings, that's also part of being a warrioress or a warrior. Clean out old thoughts and feelings and old beliefs that have daunted your dreams, and have that energy run up and down your arms until your arms are just a buzzing and tingling and ready to be brand new. And have it move back up and into your heart and roll round and round and round in your heart. Good, round and round in your heart. That's good. And then move right back up through the neck and through the head and straight out into the great central sun, and have it turn around and drop back down and shoot through the body and right in through the base of your spine and into the core of the earth. And so could you feel that? Now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. And I want you to come into this room with me. And I really want a couple of you to call in. I'm going to take a look and see who's going to call in and who isn't. It's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I was working with a woman today, and we're talking about warriorship. And it's really interesting to me that she has had, this is a woman who's done a lot of counseling work for other people. She's done a lot of creative coaching for writers and so on. And she used to be a client many, many years ago, and she's resurfaced. A lot of my clients come back after they cycle around. And she's one is very, very interesting woman. But I noticed that she's had some tremendous challenges, okay? And within herself, she's handled those challenges like a spiritual warrior, meaning she's really taken action to make herself refine her attitude to other people, her attitude to where she's going, and so that she can become more of all she can be. And that's, to me, is warriorship. So she's had two major head injuries whilst her mom and dad have been placed in assisted living, and her mother has fairly rapidly forming dementia. So she's a woman who has an awful lot of challenge on her plate. But as a spiritual warrior, I watch her. She's been reaching deep within to refine herself and handle step by step some of the most intense challenges of a person's life. Wow, good for her. So the reminder is it's not that she's having a really hard time. It's that life often flows circumstances that we have to choose our attitude for, and this woman is a perfect example of that. I just loved talking to her because when you have the intention, the really strong intention of growing, that intention permeates your whole body, mind in the form of energy, and it becomes much easier to take charge of moving a certain kind of energy through your body. Fascinating. One more thing I want to say that the guides are reminding me is that you and I are hell-bent for leather on a process of ascension. I think I've found that the word ascension is kind of bandied about with a lot of misinformation. But for me, it's more like I want to be a galactic citizen. I want to be someone who is living in many, many dimensions at once. I think we have a caller. Nadia, I'm going to let you talk instead of me. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm okay, getting all of the good hands-on treatment from a wonderful physio for that wrist and thingy injury from 2 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And is she able to help you with after all this time?
He is. He's actually a very dear, dear man, and who's so disgusted with the surgeon and the physio that I had before. He said he's taken me on as a hobby.
Oh, good. We want that for you.
I know.
So what have you got to report? So you're a warrior, aren't you?
I'm a falling down, getting up again warrior.
You know what? You just said it beautifully. The warrior is the one who keeps at it, right?
Yeah.
You can fall down and you get up, and you fall down and you get up.
Yep. I'm doing that, and, you know, sometimes shakily, sometimes with some self-doubt, but, you know, this is so much support that I have not had before, and he's doing the work pro bono.
Wow. And I wonder how nice it is for you and for any of us to be touched.
Oh, so nice. So good. Yeah. So, you know, and my doctor is really good in helping with that, and my daughter's actually come in on the medical cannabis end of it, so I'm going to try some.
Oh, and how's that doing? Does that work?
I don't know yet, because I don't have it yet, but I have access to it, and my doctor's written the notes, so, you know, I think the universe is providing, and now I just need to just keep
and
on.
And would that
on.
Be for pain relief, or would that be for regenerating?
It's for pain, I understand, but maybe it's good for other things, too. I don't know yet. I'm going to find out and do some research online. And, you know, so my daughter works at a medical dispensary.
So it's legal there in British Columbia, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, most of her clients are older people with pain issues and stuff. So she said, well, why don't you try this? So I'm going to take my daughter's lead on this. So that's really, really wonderful news for me. I feel like I have lots of support as I'm making my way sort of singly, having lots of good, satisfying conversations on Facebook, but and meeting some new friends. About to do a little test for a job that I might do to start doing the test tomorrow, but I have some trepidation about how much stamina I have for it.
What's the job, Nadia?
It's census again, but it's like in a supervisory position like I did, but that was 10 years ago. So what's my stamina like now? That's my concern.
I think your stamina is good when you're... See, here's the warriorship, right? When you're sort of charged up, your stamina is good, you know? It seems like when you start with the doubt and the wonder, everything gets, it's like all the sand starts drifting to the bottom and then it holds you back. Mm-hmm. I know you're a water sign. You're a Cancer, right?
I am. So when my stamina is sort of when I'm encouraged and pumped up. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, what's really interesting to me, we're talking about warriorship tonight, kind of. And I want to say, when I look at Nadia, I go, the census might not be very interesting in some ways. In other regards, you're very good at knowing, oh, it's work and I can do work. And to be enthusiastic about it, it gives you a chance to really refine inside the self-doubts, inside the desire to hold back because you're very sensitive. Inside, you know, you go in there and really work with those pieces and see if you can. So the whole thing becomes an exercise of, can I bring myself forward and give myself enough enthusiasm to enrich the moment? And you also have a strong intuitive nature. So you want to bring in an awareness of your guides and angels and some energy to really move through you in order to reach wherever you're going. It doesn't matter. The job itself doesn't matter. What matters is what you're doing inside. You see? And you're ready for that. You're a very powerful healer when you get going.
Well, I hope so. I don't want it to. Okay, so it doesn't help to talk about what I don't want, does it?
Yeah, it does. You can say it out loud, and then we'll blow it to smithereens. Shall we do that?
Okay. Well, I don't want to dissipate or use up my energy when what I really want to be doing is more Reiki and teaching. And I'm doing a Reiki share group once a month, so that's nice.
Where are you doing
more courses again at home because I have a bigger place.
Oh, good.
So it lends itself nicely to that, you know, right in front of the window that has the view of the mountains.
Nice. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So I just don't want to, just now that I've got time to myself with no distractions, now I'm going off in a distraction, I think, maybe. But it'd be nice to have a little
distraction.
Money.
Do you ever find having no money is a distraction?
Kind of takes a lot of energy. We talked
about enthusiasm and encouragement and all that. And a part of us, you know, when people, and I know there's a number of you out there that are right, I could see it in several of you, especially one of you's, it's as if people are kind of shaking deeply underneath because they cannot count on what the finances are. And I'm saying, like with Nadia, you can count on yourself to find something to do, and maybe it's not your dharma right now, but shaking in fear of the money problem isn't going to get you to your dharma either, is it?
No, you're right. You're right. So I'm taking one step at a time. I'm going to take the test tomorrow, see how that goes, and see if they still want me, depending on what the test results are.
They're taking a consensus on the test or whatever.
Yeah, well, they're looking at me for a managerial position because I did this 10 years ago. So I know that that's what they're looking at me for. So I'm thinking, what's my stamina and what's my focus now 10 years later? Not that I'm so old. It's just, you know, I've had a few blows physically that are taking some energy, and I need to be more careful how I use my energy given the back, the neck, the wrist thing. It's all connected. So,
got to get some beliefs moved, remember?
Yes.
It's the beliefs that we have that really screw us up, and you know that, eh?
That's true. Okay. Work on the inside and then, yeah.
Yeah, and keep a sense of humor. Go, okay, I want to feel what I feel about census work, or I want to feel my memory of the way it was before. You see, I want to feel the rejection I've had. These are the negative things, but if you go into your wrist, for example, is it your right wrist?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like you haven't, so I'd say to you, you haven't been able to get what you wanted, right?
True.
Yeah, so that's the right arm, hand, some version of the right arm, hand, yeah?
Yep.
And it's like, it really helps to keep pulling out the feelings and the beliefs that are in there from your history. Because you're not your history, you're your herstory, right?
Yeah, right. Pull out the beliefs, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and you're a wizard at attitudinal healing, and that's a very important link right there, isn't it?
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. It helps me often. And really happy to be connected with a whole bunch of the attitudinal healing folks on Facebook. So it's like we're getting to know each other in some deeper ways, so that by the time I go down there again, they'll go, oh, yeah, you.
I think it's really wonderful, but I also want to remind you that when you say, I'm not doing the work I'm meant to do, I'm going, just do the work. Right?
Hmm.
One of the people I interviewed works very closely with Amma, the hugging saint. And at one point, all he wanted to be was a spiritual guy that worked with her. You know, that's all he wanted. He was just aching for it. And he was a real warrior on that level. And he had a tax problem. And he said, Amma, I have a tax problem. And they want me to go back to New York. And she said, go. You have to do. It's like Arjuna. You have to do what you have to do for now. And so he paid his tax thing, went right back, and he's been her sidekick ever since.
Okay, you know? So this is in front of me, so just keep moving forward.
Yeah, because you know this, and you've phoned in with this issue before. It's dreadful when you don't have any money, and you don't really see how you're going to get any. You know, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Remember all that stuff?
Yeah.
And I want to say to you, it is your purpose to be, if we look right in there, your purpose includes a lot about the chutzpah and the flexibility it takes to keep the income flowing through, even though you're not on the path you're really just dying to be on. And I think you're going to be in a little while, not very long time, but in a little while, you're going to be doing your classes, you're going to be teaching and enjoying things and having a new group of friends. Do you already have a new group of friends?
Sort of. Some are developing. I'm not quite the recluse I was last year.
This is excellent. And because I just see you kind of like, so you've got the job you don't really care about, but it works for you, and then the other stuff begins to emerge. And part of the reason for that, and this is true for other people as well, for all of us really, part of the reason for that is as you get confident, you radiate things out there, and people are more attracted to you when it comes to either hiring you or coming to your classes, you know. Just work away on the senses taking, and work away on your arm getting better, right? You're getting a lot of receiving right now. You're receiving fairly well, I'd say, wouldn't you?
I am. I feel very, very blessed. And, you know, the move to this place, well, you know, Madeline helped me a lot. And the South African girls helped me a lot, right through to the passing of my dear little cat. So I was I had some help in the last couple of hours with him, and also he's buried just in the one of the new friends' garden just down below. And my roommates were with me too, so our little family that knew him together, we all said goodbye to him together. I really did feel supported.
Oh, and there's so much love. And you know what, Natty? I just realized we're over time, so I have to go. But I'm just really glad to hear from you. And I want to say this final thing, which is your energy is much stronger and you should have a lot more upliftment over the next 6 months than you've ever had or than you've had for years.
Great.
All right, honey. Thank you for your call.
That's good news. Thank you so much, Ronnie. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for Radiance by Design callers by listening to... I'm talking funny. Thank you for listening to Radiance by Design. Remember to design how you radiate in life. Think of coherent fields. Think of the warriorship you apply to things that you really want to accomplish. And if some of you can, there's still time to come to Costa Rica. We're starting our 5-day seminar on the 6th. I think it's the 6th. You have to look it up. And this is Veronica Entwistle. Thank you so much. Email me, write to me, call me. Let me know how you are. Good night. Many blessings and much love.